Breakfast. It is 8:48 on the best morning music on your radio, and we are so delighted to honestly welcome onto the show one of my personal heroes, the great and glorious South African surfer Jordy Smith is on the show. Jordy, good morning, brother. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
So good to have you on. Jordy Smith, for those of you who've been living under a rock so large that I don't understand how you've had any sunlight before, Jordy Smith is a Red Bull athlete and just one of the top wave surfers, not only from South Africa, but from all around the world. And Jordy, the first question I want to ask you that a lot of listeners have been asking me for a second is, why are surfing terms so weird, dude? Like, when you tell somebody a surfing term, like, for example, a grom, I was just trying to explain to the team what a grom is, they were like, but why is it a grom? Like, why does that make any sense at all? Why do you think surfers have got such creative terms for parts of the sport?
It's a good question. I think it's probably based on where kind of surfing started.
Okay.
Obviously, the hippie era was quite hugely influenced in surfing.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where it comes from. But that's all just kind of abbreviated terms, grommet,
yes.
Which obviously, you know, I'm sure there's a few other ones, kook.
Yes, right. Exactly. The kook was the one we were talking about just now. So the team had no idea. They thought it was obviously the rock band. But as far as I can understand, but Jordy, you can correct me. Obviously, a kook is somebody who behaves very kind of like inconsiderately on the wave, right? They cut off other people.
Exactly.
They make a mess for everybody around them. They don't follow good proper protocols. Because when you're on a back line, you need to be able to share the water intelligently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think to put it easily, it's probably just somebody that doesn't really understand the rules or the ways of the ocean or how things work. Kind of like somebody, if they never had a license, who was trying to drive a car.
Oh, yeah. Hypothetically. Thank you, Jordy Smith, as I'm currently trying to learn to drive in my 28th year live on the radio. Thank you, Jordy Smith, for that. Actually, this is a clip here from a listener.
So, we know what a grom is, lati surfer, up and coming. But what about a floater? Just so you know, a floater is not something that's left in the toilet.
Okay.
It's a maneuver.
Take your notes,
man. All right, guys. Just so if he starts talking about floaters, it's not that he hasn't flushed. It's that he's talking about a move.
Okay, Jordy, what's the move for that? Because this team has never done any surfing. And now I've done surfing, and I just can't explain these properly.
Well, a floater is obviously when you go on the top of the crest of the wave and you ride on there for,
Sick.
You know, 3 seconds.
Sick.
But obviously, there's other meanings. Actually, my son just did a floater in our pool the other day, so that was terrible.
Jordy Smith, thank you so much for joining us on the show, man. It is an absolute pleasure. Firstly, Polly, who's our sports presenter on 5, wants to know all about how the World Surfing League is going and about last year.
Yeah, Jordy, I really want us to talk about 2021. It wasn't really that great. I mean, we're all so bummed when you couldn't make the Olympics. So just to find out, how is the recovery going from that the injury?
Yeah, obviously I'm fully recovered now, but during that time it was a tough pill to swallow to miss the Olympics, especially being the first surfer to ever qualify for the Olympics, you know, ever, was kind of even more salt in the wound, so to speak. But yeah, I think you just kind of live and learn, and things happen in life, and you just kind of need to put your best foot forward and continue. It was like I said, a tough thing to swallow at the time. But once it had passed, I kind of accepted what had happened, and my focus has kind of shifted from that point to kind of getting the world title and ending the year strongly. So it was just more in the moment that I suffered, but I can assure you that I'm going to be at the 2024 one, that I can promise you.
Good, Jordy.
Now that is what we love to hear. And I'm sure it also must have been amazing when the WSL's 2022 Portugal Cup made that long-awaited return, because the previous two editions were cancelled due to the coronavirus. How was that now, getting back to that tournament?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, seeing friends and family again in the competitive arena was really cool. And I feel like not only in surfing, but many other sports probably felt the same way when they returned. So, it was for the sport of surfing, it was really good. And I'm excited to continue the role on this year.
And Jordy, what are the kind of waves that you missed the most when COVID shut everything down, you know, around the world and in South Africa, that you were most excited to return to?
I mean, each location has their specialties, but for the most part, obviously Jeffreys Bay.
Yeah.
Close to my heart. And I think just the town probably missed a lot of income that could have happened that year. You know, Jeffreys Bay survives purely on tourism. And, yeah, I think they kind of went through a bit of a struggle. So I think that was one of the hard things. But, yeah, for the most part, I miss all the locations, you know. I just love competing, so.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay, so what's coming up with for you in the next short while? I know that you've been taking a little bit of time in March. I've been seeing on Instagram that you've been spending some time with your main man. I'm glad that you're getting all the different parts of life in.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever I'm home, and they travel a lot with me too, but I just love to spend as much time with my family. That's the most important thing in the world, so any quality time spent is always good.
And what I also enjoyed the most is that at the WSL, you actually honored female athletes on International Women's Day, and you did that for Kasta, right?
Yeah, so I just feel like she's such a great inspiration, not only to me, but to many people all over the world. And it was an honor to be able to have her name on my back. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just represent South Africa in another life as well.
Man, that's so cool. So, Jordy, what's coming up for you in the next little while, man?
So, I'm leaving on the 6th for Australia. That's when the Australian League kicks off. And then we'll be over there for 2 months, pretty much.
Wow.
And
then, okay.
Yeah, just keep banging away some results and heading towards the main goal at the end of the year.
For sure. Well, Jordy Smith, thank you so much for making some time, brother. I really, really appreciate it, particularly in some of this downtime you've been having in South Africa. And best of luck in Australia. And I'm so glad to see that your sights are firmly set on getting to that Olympics that you deserve. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, man.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, all right. That was Jordy Smith. I don't know who else now needs to remind me that I need to learn to drive, but that was quite a surreal moment for me, I must say.